Really the wrong person to ask about modern music. I haven't got a blooming clue. Because I tell you why. I'm sure there's great bands around nowadays. But I object really to the studio techniques and the software used making records these days. Since the 80s, you know, but we used to have, before the 80s, we had tape. You know, I'm just going to, you know, record a song and, you know, you use 24-track tape. And it sounded marvellous. But I mean, I'm going to sound like an old fart now, but which is what, of course, I am. But, so I would say that anyway. But they use this stuff now. It goes on a hard drive through this this software called Pro Tools. And Pro Tools is just genius. You know, whoever created it, you know, it's just marvellous. But, I mean, we've all heard it on these records by Cher and people like that, you know, the strangled cat vocal. I mean, not only can they do that kind of pitch altering thing, but they also correct the pitch of every record that's made nowadays. If the singer sings out of tune, you know, it's auto corrected. If the guitarist plays a bum note, it's corrected. And the drums, they are quantized. That's the name of the process they use. So it's how everything sounds like a drum machine these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally can't stand it. You know, they all the guitars are multi-layered. I mean, you go back to the 70s, an album like... I mean, I shouldn't be, you know, talking about these records by people like Fleetwood Mac. But Rumours is a beautifully recorded album where there's only one guitar on it, you know. He plays the chords, then he plays the solo. It's not over-layered and overdone. This is why I don't listen to records that are made these days. Because
I think the talent shows are a lot to blame for that. I mean, you know, X Factor and all those kind of shows that...
No, it's not...
...showing it out.
I mean, I think these, you know, these karaoke talent shows, as purveyed by the likes of Simon Cowell, are an absolute misery, you know. It's doing nothing... But I have to say thank you to Simon Cowell because it's every punk group that ever existed is back out on the road again. And the reason why is because people want to see decent, honest live music, you know,
yeah.
Without those studio techniques and effects that I was talking about earlier. But Pro Tools is, and the computerised studio techniques are used on R&B and... They're used on punk, heavy metal. They're used on everything nowadays.
Yeah.
So I can only really listen to music made before the 80s.